Roll call be dispensed with and the sergeant at arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On the motion, all in favor say aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails and the sergeant at arms will bring in the absent members. Prayer by the chaplain. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Carl Nielsen from Arlington Hills United Methodist Church in Maplewood. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I invite you to be in an attitude and spirit of prayer. God of all, we give you thanks for this day and for the opportunity to serve the people of Minnesota. There are difficult challenges and once-in-a-lifetime opportunities before us. Give us wisdom. Give us a vision of what we can do and be that is so compelling that we may come together in ways that benefit our state and the people we serve for generations to come as we lay foundations for growth, prosperity, and the well-being of all. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer. Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber,
Westrum, Wieger, and Wickland.
Quorum is present. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I'd like to move for a brief recess. Senator Tomasoni has a foreign dignitary on the floor that he would like to introduce to us.
On that motion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The motion prevails. Members, the second order of business is executive and official communications. Please make note of the items on the agenda. The fifth order of business is reports of committees. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports be adopted with the exception of reports pertaining to appointments.
On that motion, all in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor, please say aye. Opposed, the motion prevails. Sixth order of business is the second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on the agenda, and they are given their second reading. The eighth order of business is the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are referred as indicated with the following exceptions. Senate File 364 will be referred to the Jobs, Ag, and Rural Development Committee. Senate File 384 to the Committee on Judiciary. Senate File 388 to the Committee on judiciary. First reading. I'm sorry, going back to the first one, it's Senate File 367 to Jobs, 384 to Judiciary, 388 to Judiciary. First reading. The ninth order of business is motions and resolutions. We will adopt this on one motion, the author of motions that are printed in the agenda. All in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. We have individual senators' motions with regard to referrals. Senator Chamberlain, please, moves that Senate File 131 be withdrawn from the Committee on Taxes and referred to the Committee on Judiciary. Senator Chamberlain, if you would explain the bill, and is this your bill? Senator Chamberlain.
Madam President, thank you. Yes, it is my bill. It's a small business investment tax credit, referred to as angel investment credit. It is re-referred to judiciary at their request. There's some language on that was added on the second or third page that they want to review.
And is this your motion then?
Yes, Madam President.
On that motion, all in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Senator Scoy.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that Senate File 177 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes, and I was just visiting with Senator Cullen about this.
Senator Scoy, would you, is this your bill?
Madam Chair, yes, this is my bill.
That motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. Remaining on motion, Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd move we take up the confirmation calendar, and I yield to Senator Pappas.
Senator Pappas. On the motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government reported January 31st, 2013, pertaining to the appointment of the Director of the State Lottery be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed? Motion prevails. Senator Pappas.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed? No. The motion prevails. Senator Pappas.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government reported January 31st, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, to now consent to and confirm the appointment of Minnesota State Lottery Director Edwin Van Petten.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam President and members. Mr. Van Petten was appointed Executive Director of the Minnesota State Lottery by Governor Mark Dayton in February of 2012. Prior to his appointment, he served as executive director of the Kansas Lottery for 11 years, restoring integrity and public confidence to an organization that had previously been troubled by controversy and mismanagement. In his first 5 years as executive director, lottery sales increased by approximately 30%, a strong sales figure that held steady even through the recession. Director Van Petten was presented numerous awards for his work with the Kansas State Lottery, including an Outstanding Leadership Award from the Kansas Responsible Gaming Alliance in 2010. Before becoming executive director of the Kansas State Lottery, Director Van Petten worked as an attorney in Kansas. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree from the Kansas State University and a Juris Doctorate degree from Washburn University School of Law in Topeka, Kansas. So I would encourage people support for Director Van Petten as head of the Minnesota State Lottery.
On Senator Pappas's motion that the Senate, having given its consent advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Edwin Van Petten as the Minnesota State Lottery Director, is there any discussion? Senator Hall.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam President. I just want to say that during our committee, we scratched off the surface as we looked into him and found him well qualified. We pick, him and we believe he'll pay off, and we believe he's a good gamble. So we would be well served to have him as our commissioner.
Is there further discussion of the Pappas motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails, and the appointment of Edward Van Petten is confirmed. Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government reported January 31st, 2013, pertaining to the appointment of the chair of the Metropolitan Council be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. Senator Pappas.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. Senator Pappas.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government reported January 31st, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Metropolitan Council Chair Susan M. Haig.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam President. Susan Haig was appointed chair of the Metropolitan Council by Governor Mark Dayton in January 2011. She's the 13th chair of the council since its creation by the legislature in 1967. Haig brings to the job an extensive background in government and community service. Since February 2005, she served as president and CEO of Twin Cities Habitat for Humanity, which has built more than 820 homes in 50 cities with the help of partner families, volunteers, and donors. She previously served as a Ramsey County Commissioner from 1995 to 2005, Chief Deputy Ramsey County Attorney from 1982 to 1994, Assistant Dakota County Attorney from 1979 to 1982, and as a staff lawyer of the Metropolitan Council from 1977 to 1979. As a County Commissioner, Haig served on the Metro County's Light Rail Joint Powers Board and was an early advocate of the Central Corridor LRT line. She also was a leader on solid waste management issues. Her community service has included the Minnesota Housing Partnership Board, the Minnesota Housing Commissioner's Resource Advisory Committee, the U.S. Council of Habitat for Humanity, the McAllister College Board of Trustees, and the boards of Park Bank, Regents Hospital, Friends of the St. Paul Public Library, and Landmark Center. Haig holds a bachelor degree in political science from McAllister College and a law degree from William Mitchell College of Law. She's married to the Honorable Greg E. Johnson, a Ramsey County District Judge, and they reside in St. Paul with their four daughters. So I would encourage people's vote to confirm Susan Haig.
On Senator Pappas' motion that the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent and confirm the appointment of Susan M. Haig as chair of the Metropolitan Council. Is there discussion on that motion? Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Madam President. I also want to rise in support of Susan Haig's nomination to be chair of the Met Council. Even though her appointment comes through Senator Pappas's committee, a good portion of what the Metropolitan Council does comes through the Transportation Committee, and I can just say that in my experience in working with Chair Haig in that capacity, she has got an expansive vision of one Minnesota, of one region, working together, functioning well together as a cohesive whole in order to operate as an economically competitive metropolitan area that will serve the interests of the larger state, working well with communities, working well with our committee, and working under very difficult circumstances in previous years to provide good metropolitan transit service and planning for the future. Right now, Madam President, members, she's giving the State of the Region speech down at Union Depot, which is an amazing facility in downtown St. Paul. And in some of the preliminary comments that she made in the media prior to that State of the Region speech, she spoke of that vision, working in conjunction with the governor and working with the Met Council members that represent all corners of our region. So I didn't prepare myself as well as Senator Hall did, but I think we'd be well served to hop on the bus with Sue Haig's nomination.
Is there further discussion? Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise respectfully in opposition to the commissioner's appointment and confirmation today. The Metropolitan Council has outstripped its mission, and she has been its leader. And I think folks that live in the Metropolitan Council District have been overtaxed and have too much government. And so respectfully, I disagree with the governor's appointment, the direction of the Met Council, and I'll be voting no.
Madam President, I request a roll call vote.
There will be a roll call vote. Is there further discussion on the Pappas motion? Seeing none, the clerk, the secretary will take the roll. Has every member voted who wishes to vote? Secretary will close the roll. There being 44 ayes and 17 nays, the Pappas motion that Susan M. Hague's appointment as Metropolitan Council Chair is confirmed. Senator Pappas.
Madam President, I move that the report from the Committee on State and Local Government reported January 31st, 2013, pertaining to the appointment of the Chief Information Officer be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. Senator Pappas.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails. Senator Pappas.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State and Local Government reported January 31st, 2013, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Carolyn Parnell, Office of Enterprise Technology, Chief Information Officer.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Madam President. Carolyn Parnell was appointed to head the Minnesota Office of Enterprise Technology by Governor Dayton on February 1st, 2011. She serves as the state's Chief Information Officer. Parnell has been leading technology organizations for 25 years, most recently as Chief Operating Officer for IT Services for the Minnesota System of Colleges and Universities. She also served as the Director of Information Technology at NPR American Public Media, Director of Networks and Data Centers at Fidelity National Information Systems, and as the Director of Networking and Telecommunication Services at the University of Minnesota. Prior to her work in information technology, Parnell worked as a child protection social worker in Nobles County, Worthington, Minnesota. Parnell earned a BA at the University of Minnesota Morris in Sociology and Liberal Arts and an MBA from the Carlson School of Management at the University of Minnesota. Since appointment as state CIO, this is what she's done. In 2011, legislation was signed into law consolidating all information technology services in the executive branch under the Office of Enterprise Technology and the state CIO. Since that time, Commissioner Parnell and her team have worked tirelessly to bring all IT in the state under one roof, with the goal of increasing efficiency and eliminating duplication in the delivery of IT services. Commissioner Parnell's leadership has been critical in making this effort successful, and she was recognized by the Minnesota High Tech Association in November 2012 Techni Award for Public Service. While this multi-year reform effort is not yet complete, Commissioner Parnell's work as a state technology leader is already bringing about more efficient and accountable government services for the people of Minnesota. I urge her support for confirmation.
Madam President.
On Senator Pappas's motion, Senator Bonoff.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in support of Commissioner Parnell's confirmation. I have been struck by the leadership style that she has brought to bear in this enormous undertaking of consolidating IT under one agency. Commissioner Parnell brought an inclusive style of management that allowed for all the affected agencies to bring their concerns, their challenges, and their obstacles to this task, because it really is a groundbreaking effort that is one of a kind in the nation. And because of that management style, there has been broad consensus in this approach and relatively few problems. So I believe that her handling of this matter has now opened the door for additional redesign efforts to be undertaken, and it has laid a very firm foundation. And then finally, Commissioner Parnell, in keeping with her style, offered a contest to rename the Office of Enterprise Technology in keeping with this new effort, and thought that it should be a new name as well. And so in that effort, they created, I don't know who was the one who came up with it, but it's now called MINIT, standing for Minnesota IT. But I always say, well, it also stands for the responsive nature of this agency, because they do respond to the minute. So it is with great pride that I support that confirmation.
Is there further discussion on the Pappas motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. Motion prevails, and the appointment of Carolyn Parnell as Chief Information Officer, the Office of Enterprise Technology, is confirmed. To the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interests.
Madam President.
Senator Peace and Jay.
Yeah, thank you, Madam President. This morning in the Finance Committee, we had a situation where we passed a bill, Senate File 5, out of the Finance Committee that some of us believed did not go to all the proper agencies for fiscal note analysts. And I think during the committee we got an email came out which I think documents that even further. I'm having that handed out right now. What you have coming out to you now is an email that was sent out by MMB under an item they call Fiscal Note Tips. And ironically, this morning it came out.
Excuse me, Senator Peterson, would you identify the bill by more than just its number so we'll know to what you're referring?
Yep. Yeah, Madam President, it's Senate File 5 relating to the medical assistance expansion.
Thank you.
The and ironically, during that discussion at 8:27 this morning, MMB sent out a fiscal note tip that relates specifically to IT related fiscal notes. The fiscal note policy manual that the Senate is supposed to use in terms of making decisions clearly states that any bill that has information technology impact should be sent to the proper division so it can be reviewed for that. So reading from this memo directly, I've underlined a first sentence in the paragraph there. It says, any fiscal note with an IT impact must, must be completed in coordination with MinIT. Then the first sentence of the second paragraph, it says, agencies are required to have fiscal notes with technology costs and impacts reviewed by the agency. So really the question I have, Madam President, for Senator Sharon, if she would yield.
Senator Sharon, do you yield to a question from Senator Peterson? She does.
Senator Peterson. Sharon, you know, in light of this memo that came out from MMB during committee, so we did not get this memo until committee, are you comfortable with your bill moving forward? out of finance without having the IT impact reviewed for its fiscal impacts?
Senator Sharon.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Yes, I am very comfortable with going forward because this issue was thoroughly discussed, and the discussion about how this bill was reviewed in including concerns about the technological concerns. The overall technological concerns that we're talking about are with the Affordable Care Act, and I would defer as well to Senator Cohen, who chaired the committee and responded, I think, very comprehensively and with sincerity to this expressed concern.
Madam President?
Senator Peterson.
Yeah, would Senator Cohen yield?
Senator Cohen, would you yield to a question from Senator Peterson? He does. Senator Peterson.
Yeah, Madam President, Senator Cohen, we did review that policy, fiscal note policy manual that's produced by MMB. We understand that's an executive branch department, certainly. But on page 13, if members are interested in looking that up, page 13, section F, paragraph 10, it clearly states in that manual that this bill should have been reviewed. And so my question for Senator Cohen is the same. Are you comfortable with this bill moving forward, not knowing what the IT fiscal impacts are going to be?
Senator Cohen.
Madam President, Senator Peterson, we, as obviously you know, since you led the discussion, we had a lengthy discussion in committee relative to this, but a couple things, members. First of all, what Senator Peterson references is correct, but it's a internal process relative to the executive branch. We're the legislative branch. So the rule or the recommendation, whatever it is, that Senator Peterson references only relates to actions internal to the executive branch of government. Second, let me read from paragraph 10, which has been referenced by Senator Peterson. Bills with technology impacts. If a bill clearly has a technology impact, MMB, so it's not the Senate Finance Committee, that's MMB, will assign the fiscal note to the impacted agency as the lead and the Office of Enterprise Technology for response. In certain cases, it may not be apparent in the bill language that there's a technology impact. However, when an agency is pulling together the response, they may determine costs related to technology. When an agency is pulling together their response, they may determine. So there's no mandate on the part of the administration, and there certainly is not a mandate on the part of the state legislature. We had a lengthy conversation in committee in terms of the technology issues. I think it was resolved favorably to a majority of the committee, certainly, not to everyone on the committee, but certainly to a majority of the committee. But I don't want anybody to take away from this conversation that there's been anything amiss. This is not statutory. This is not mandated. What it is the MMB Fiscal Note Policy Manual. It's a manual. And so it has recommendations to the agencies. Again, keep in mind that the language contained in paragraph 10 is permissive language for the administration, and it has nothing to do with legislative debate, legislative policy, or legislative determinations.
Senator Peterson, final comment, and then we're going to move on to other announcements.
I think I would agree with Senator Cohen, with the exception, members, of this memo that I just passed out. Please recognize when it came out. It came out at 8:30 this morning. And the decisions that our committee made it without this memo from MMB. And once again, any fiscal note with an IT impact must be completed in coordination with MIT. Members, this bill was passed out of finance without MIT, MNIT reviewing this note. I understand Senator Sharon and Senator Cohen aren't interested in having the costs of this bill potentially go up, and so I understand why it was passed, but I thought you should be aware of at this point as we move forward and conceivably could have this bill come to the floor. We have a bill in Senate File 5 that has not received its entirety in terms of its fiscal impact for the residents of Minnesota. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Senator Reiner, announcements of Senate interest.
On this point, Madam President?
Senator Cohen, very briefly, please.
Very quickly. Mr. Nauman, because this was a lengthy conversation in the Finance Committee, our Chief Fiscal Analyst informed me that subsequent to the Finance Committee meeting, he had a conversation with MMB. They believe the fiscal impact, if it had been presented to IT, would have been zero.
Senator Reinert.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, I just wanted to invite you to Duluth and St. Louis County Days. That's going on this week. So Wednesday evening, we'll have the big event at the Crown Plaza. You'll probably see folks have requests for meetings with folks. They'll be here on Wednesday. About 500 Duluthians, St. Louis County folks usually come down, as well as a breakfast on Thursday. I also just wanted to give you a heads up. You'll be getting a copy of the Visit Duluth Guide and a little postcard with kind of the event schedule. There's a shuttle that'll be running from the Capitol to the Crown Plaza. And you'll also be getting a nice little leather coaster that's been made, especially for this year's event, from Duluth Pack, one of our historic and treasured businesses in Duluth. Under $5. No worries. You can keep that without any issues. So hope to see you all at the Crown Plaza. If you have any questions, feel free to let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Reinert. I'd also like to announce that tomorrow afternoon from 1:30 to 2:30, if you're interested in making comments about the ongoing process of the Capitol restoration and preservation with regard to office space and hearing rooms in the Senate, if you would contact my office, you're invited to come and speak with the architect. If you have just a few minutes, that would suffice. You need not stay the whole hour. Other announcements of Senate interest. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, I'm about to make a motion to recess to the call of the chair, and just want to make you aware of the reason for that. The revisers system, I think some of you know, was not working this morning, so we're not able to get committee reports up to the floor from committee action. And there also are a couple of bills that the House is considering this afternoon that we would like to be able to receive the messages from the House. So it's just a matter of committee reports and messages from the House. It's not necessary for everybody to be here. So if you don't feel like you want to come back, that'll be fine. We've already established a quorum for the day. I expect that the House will probably take several hours on those couple bills they're going to consider, so probably we will be sometime into the evening before we'd come back to just process the paperwork, messages from the House, and committee reports. So, Madam Chair, with that, I would move a recess to the call of the chair.
Is there a discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. The Senate is in recess to the call of the President. Of committee, Senator Bach, to be read by the Secretary. Secretary will read the report.
Senator Cohen from the Committee on Finance, to which was re-referred Senate File Number 5, a bill for an act relating to human services, reports the same back with the recommendation that the bill be amended as follows. Delete everything after the enacting clause and insert. And Senator, when so amended, the bill do pass.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee report read by the Secretary be adopted.
All in favor of that motion, please say aye. Opposed, no. The motion prevails. Second reading, Senate File Number 5. Remaining under motions and resolutions, we will revert to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files number 6 and 9. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
First reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the bill.
Madam President, I have the House File Number 6, a bill for an act relating to taxation, conforming certain income, franchise, and property tax refund provisions.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move to lay House File Number 6 on the table.
On that motion, all in favor, please say aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
House File Number 9, a bill for an act relating to human services expanding medical assistance eligibility.
House File Number 9 will be referred to the Rules and Committee and Rules and Administration Committee for comparison with Senate File Number 5, now on general orders. On that motion, it's not a motion.
Just happens.
Announcements of Senate interest. Any other announcements of Senate interest? Earlier today, I mentioned the meeting 1:30 to 2:30 in room 237 to talk about space in the Capitol. It will be in room 237, just outside here. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Latz, Rood, Anderson, Senjum, Alday, Senator Hayden, 11 to 11:30, Sparks, Alday. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Wednesday, February 13th, 11 a.m.
On that motion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion prevails. The Senate is adjourned.